Welcome to the Israel Answers series, connecting Israel, the Bible, and you. Join Susan Michael as she explores timely issues and current events from a scriptural perspective to equip the Christian world with a balanced and biblical response. Be sure to subscribe for future episodes, which will ignite your faith and bring the Bible to life in your everyday world. Now, let's join Susan with your Israel Answers.
Well, we are here at the 2025 National Religious Broadcasters Convention, where there are some of the most amazing ministries and producers and broadcasters here. And we're so happy to have with us today Tim Mahoney of the Patterns of Evidence. And I've known of his work for several years, of his groundbreaking work on the Sinai. What was that name?
Yes, Patterns of Evidence, A Journey to Mount Sinai was
Journey
one of them.
Journey to Mount Sinai.
Search for the Red Sea Crossing.
Yes.
And the first one was the Exodus.
Amazing documentaries. I've seen all of those. And he's here to talk to us today about his newest work. So, Tim, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So, tell us about your newest documentary that you're working on now.
Well, I wasn't planning on making this film. I was working on my way from the Israelites from Mount Sinai to the Promised Land. And then October 7th happened, and that caused our team to pause and to say, well, and then all the anti-Semitism that was going around, you know, everyone's wondering, well, who is this nation? What's going on? And most people don't know their history about the Bible. And we came up with, we could see when we look at the scriptures that there was a story from Abraham all the way to today. And so we came up with a film called The Israel Dilemma. And as it was so big that we ended up breaking it into two pieces. So the first piece was in theaters this last November called Ancient Prophecies. And what I found was that if you look at the writings that, you know, in the Torah or the first five books of the Bible, Moses writes about a covenant that was made between God and the Jewish people at Mount Sinai. And this is a covenant that actually extended from Abraham. And I could see that there were clues that you could look for. And in a Patterns of Evidence film, we're looking for clues. So the pattern was, if there was a covenant, how could you prove that? And the Bible says that, and Moses said that they would become, the Jewish people would become a kingdom. So there would be a kingdom of Israel, that there would be, but that these people would disobey God and break the covenant, and they would be, you know, destroyed as a kingdom. They would be scattered amongst the nations. They would be persecuted, but in the future, they would return to the land. And that was the what we were searching for. Can we find evidence for that?
I love your approach because it's almost like an archaeologist that you're digging through the evidence of this history. And you started with the prophecies. So please continue on now. You're working on part two.
Yes, so we're working on the second one, and if people want to know about the film, they can go to patternsofevidence.com, which we have a whole series of these Patterns of Evidence films. But the second one is Promised Return. So what we could see is the first film takes us all the way up to the, you know, to the destruction of the first temple and then the return. And the second film then begins with the second temple and the Roman, once again, the prophecy happens a second time. The Jewish people aren't following the covenant, and Rome comes in and destroys the temple. And for the last 2,000 years, the Jewish people have been dispersed. They call it the diaspora around the world and all these different countries. And they were persecuted. But then in 1948, they returned to the land. And so that's the investigation that we're working on right now.
So tell us, in your approach, of course, you're looking for the evidence. So in part one, what is some of the exciting evidence that you discovered that really does prove this story?
Well, there's this whole connection with King Hezekiah. What we ended up seeing is we find that there was these steles that they found with his name. It's like a seal ring. And I'm trying to remember the name of his two high officials. But we find, I believe, the name of Isaiah and the seal of King Hezekiah, and then these two officials. And I don't remember.
I know. I'm not remembering them either, but I can see it written there almost.
So here the Bible tells us that King Hezekiah was shut up. And I think it's Sennacherib that was the king that came after him. And we show all this in recreation. And we basically are showing the audience that there is evidence for the Bible. And not only that, but the pattern is such that they have the seal rings of four characters in the Bible found right in that area. And that when they wrote a letter or something, they would put their seal on the letter as a stamp that was their, that was from them. And so those are the kinds of things that some people say, well, these Bible stories are just fairy tales. They're not real. They didn't really happen. And yet the archaeology, what you're going to be able to see is you're going to see the remains of the archaeology of the stories. And not only that, but Hezekiah's tunnel. I don't know if anybody understands what happened, but Hezekiah prepared for this invasion by having two different groups at two different parts of in Jerusalem dig towards each other.
And I don't know how they
underground.
Did
that. Now, how in the world did that happen? How they were able to keep it at the right level, and why they were digging a tunnel was they were rerouting the water into the city. So an underground stream would flow into Jerusalem and give them water for all the people. So this was a remarkable engineering act, and God somehow gave them the wisdom how to do this. And we take you into that tunnel. And there are that's the type of patterns that we look for.
You know, Tim, when I first went to Israel, it was a long time ago, 1978, then I returned in 80 to study for 2 years, to get a master's degree. And I had the choice of studying archaeology or the Hebrew language. I'm not a linguist. Or the third choice was a degree in Judeo-Christian studies. That's the path I went. But I remember I hated archaeology because you just go stand out on a pile of rocks. It's dirty, it's hot, it's dusty. And they're telling you, well, that's where this was and that's where that. And you can't picture it. You don't know how they even understand it. And it just wasn't exciting. But I have to say, 45 years later, archaeology in Israel is so exciting. The things that they are uncovering now, and especially in the city of Jerusalem, where they're digging down the city of David, they're going down under the old city of Jerusalem. You can go down just centuries and centuries. And in the city of David, where they've gone all the way down to the Canaanite city and probably the altar of Melchizedek. And it can't get more exciting than these things. And that's why I highly recommend your documentaries, because I know you approach them in a very easy to follow and understand format of telling the story, chronologically. You have really nice graphics of the timeline, so the person understands where they are, and then to uncover the evidence of those time periods. You know, when we all go to Israel, we all come back so excited because our Bible has come alive. But not everybody can make that trip. Not everybody can spend the time you've spent studying those finds. And that's why I really recommend they watch your documentaries, because they can get what would take 2 months of living in Israel, traveling, studying, and seeing it. They can get it in your documentaries. So well done.
Thank you. Well, we have a journey that they can take from Abraham through Joseph, through the Exodus and Moses, to the fact that the Israelites are leaving Egypt. We show evidences for all that in the Patterns of Evidence Exodus film. And then the question of, did Moses really write the Bible? That was the next question that I was going to look at. And I decided to make a film called The Moses Controversy, because there's something called higher criticism. And higher criticism is people that are several hundred years have been attacking the first five books of the Bible, saying that Moses wasn't the author, that there are multiple authors. And so we looked into that. And the question really for me was, people said, well, Moses couldn't have written because there was no alphabet or there's no writing to do. But we found out that that's not the case, that there is actually a pattern of evidence of the very first alphabet showing up right where the Israelites were. Somebody modified Egyptian hieroglyphics, and it wasn't an Egyptian, and they turned them into phonetics. So the letter ah or ka or ba, you know, so you could spell or take words. So the sounds of words were associated with Egyptian symbols, but they were scrambled in a way that Egyptians wouldn't use them. So someone who is not an Egyptian and someone from, in many cases, very lowly estate. Now, whether or not this alphabet started in Egypt or started somewhere else, they found the inscriptions in Egypt.
In Egypt.
And they migrate then. They migrate out of Egypt to the promised land. And years, you know, later, maybe several centuries, it shows up in Lebanon or Phoenicia. And that's why they've credited the Phoenicians. But the truth of the matter is, it looks like these letters are an early form of Hebrew. And that I believe that this was the writing, because Moses writes to write the commands on your doorposts and teach them to your children. Well, some people would say, well, that's not possible because they were slaves and illiterate. But what we're finding out is that wasn't the case, that these somebody at a lower estate was literate and they were writing symbols. And I believe this was the Hebrew.
And I've watched the Moses controversy also. I think I've watched all your documentaries, and I can't wait to watch your new ones on the Israel Dilemma. And anything else you want to share with our audience?
Well, for people, if you'd like to know more about this, they can go to patternsofevidence.com, patternsofevidence.com. And we have a foundation. We're raising money to make the next film. If they want to go there, they can look for the donate button. The Israel Dilemma is going to be a promised return. And we've got a lot of it filmed already. And we've got a number of Jewish voices in it. Natan Sharansky, Benjamin Netanyahu, Shimon Peres, and a lot of archaeologists. And it's a very important film for our time, because so many people don't understand what's going on with the nation of Israel.
Yes. Well, we'll be putting those links in the show notes for today's show. And it does cost a lot of money to produce these kinds of documentaries, but they're so important, so needed. And so we want to make sure that our listeners will be able to find them and get behind your effort. So thank you so much for spending time and telling us about this. And we really pray God's blessings on your work.
Well, thank you, Susan. Thank you for having me on.
We hope you have enjoyed this episode of Out of Zion with Susan Michael. Be sure to subscribe to Out of Zion now on Apple Podcasts, cpnshows.com, YouTube, or wherever you like to listen and learn. Out of Zion with Susan Michael is a production of ICEJ USA, all rights reserved.